got a title here for us to consider today, and we're calling this teaching How We Must Watch and Pray. How We Must Watch and Pray. I think this is really what's going to sort out those who are going deeper with God in these closing days. There are those who are understanding the importance of prayer, because prayer is also to help us to watch and pray. The watching side of it is the discernment, to be able to discern, to see the times that we live in, to discern what's going on, what's happening. Because that influences us in which to pray. You see, we can only pray to a certain level, but unless we are seeing spiritually, that is by revelation, like we receive with the Word of God, this helps us to also pray, to keep with prayer, to press in with prayer, to be reliable, faithful with prayer, because the Holy Spirit is revealing to us those things of the Spirit in which to pray. And you don't get that immediately as Christians. You have to grow and mature into these experiences. And I want us to turn to something familiar we know in Matthew 26, verses 36 to 39. Matthew 26 and verses 36 to 39. Now here, Jesus is praying. He's soon to be betrayed. But he's praying in order to see ahead what he's facing, to prepare himself spiritually, to be in tune with God, to be able to fulfill what God is about to do through him. And I know you know this very well, but in the light of what we're talking about, I think we will have a greater and fresher understanding of this. And it says, then Jesus came with them in a place called Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. So he goes with the disciples, and he takes with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So we see in his praying, he's interceding, he is really pressing through, and he's getting revelation, understanding of his praying. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he reveals the importance of prayer and staying awake, keeping with it, not giving up, because he says this is going to protect you from temptations. So this is vital for us, because we are all vulnerable. The enemy knows the areas of our weakness, And he's going to try and really get us to fall into temptation. So he says, watch and pray. This is going to build a barrier, a standard against this. And again, a second time, he went and he prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. So he's now seeing that it is got his Father's will. He's not going to find a way of escape for him. He's got to go through this trial. So we see how his prayer, what's being revealed with prayer. And it goes on in verse 43. Then he came and found them sleeping again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and he said to them, arise, you still sleeping and resting. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. So we see various events taking place during this time of prayer. The emphasis is being watchful, staying with it, not falling asleep. Because he says with that, it will protect you from temptations. And of course, they weren't really being protected because their flesh, their sleep was too important to stay awake with him. They were not receiving revelation, understanding that Jesus was. And this is very important to understand this. And this is why we're calling this teaching how we must watch and pray. So the night before his crucifixion, the disciples literally fell asleep. They were not really understanding. They were not identifying with him. Had they been in prayer with him and really taken this seriously and praying with Christ, they would have seen by the Spirit revelation what was going to happen to him. But they were not really aware of it. And we know by the fact that sleep was more important. And how often has sleep been more important than us to pray? So there is a clear warning. If we are to understand prayer, if we are to understand the prayers of the Holy Spirit, then we have to keep awake. We're not to fall asleep or procrastinate with prayer, but to keep with it, to be watchful, to be praying, to press in, and then we're going to receive deeper understanding of revelations of our prayer life, which encourages us to keep at it and to press in. Otherwise, prayer is a drudge. Prayer can actually be boring. And God is saying, I can make this so different for you. I can give you revelation and understanding. You can understand and see from my perspective. Then that quickens the spirit. It gives us a vision to press in with prayer and to stay with it until we have pressed in. You see? We see another occurrence of prayer when he prophesied about the end times in Luke 21. I know you know these scriptures very well, but I do believe the Holy Spirit has given us some insight into these prayers. Yes, very applicable, brother. Proverbs 6, verse 10. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travails, and they want an armed man. Yes, very applicable. So that is, again, is telling us not to be lazy, but to stay with it, to be watchful, to be in prayer, and we will see the fruit of it in time. But what does it say in Luke 21 and verse 34? But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that the day come on you unexpected. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all the things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. There we are. So we see then that the rapture, the catching away, happens to those who are diligent in prayer and watchful and are being led and quickened by the Holy Spirit with their prayer, because he makes it absolutely clear in verse 36. So to watch then, what does this mean? Well, it means to be alert, to have this alertness about you. It also means to guard. It's one who is guarding a door or a fortress. That is your role, to guard, to keep watch, to be vigilant, day and night. This is what it means, the idea of watching. At night, everything is different than the daytime. So a watchman has to use senses other than sight to detect danger, because your senses are different at night than they are during the day. Most Christians just pray during the day, but God is saying, I want you to pray at night, and I'm going to give you those spiritual senses that are needed as a watchman to pray at night. There is the discernment. There is God revealing prayer by the Spirit. It also means to watch at all times. And this is why prayer will help us to watch. It keeps us spiritually alert. It enables us to be able to discern and test the times and the seasons that we live in. You see, we have so many predictions now. We've got so many Christians, prophets, false prophets, all prophesying what's happening, what will happen in these closing days. The discernment comes to those who are diligent, reliable, faithful in prayer and intercession. They're the ones that have the discernment, because what God reveals to them, particularly about the last days, they will always have the word of God to back it up. There is a lot that is around today that is sensational. It appeals to the emotions. But God doesn't work that way. God will always appeal to his word and confirm his word with whatever discernment or prophesying is brought forth. This is why I hear a lot now with what's going on at the moment and the possibility of a war. Oh, this is one of the horsemen that's gone forth now. We're seeing the four horsemen going forth. It's not. That's heresy. The church has to be called away, raptured first, before we will see the first horseman go. So you see, these are people who don't understand the word, and the reason they don't is because they're not faithful in prayer, watching and praying, interceding, which is exactly what the Lord is saying here, to be able to discern the last days that we live in. And everything that God will reveal, he will confirm and reconfirm through the word of God. Not some minister or prophet who feels, "Oh, God told me this." I'm always on my guard. And you hear it so often through ministers behind pulpits. "The Lord told me this, the Lord told me that." Oh gosh, we have seen so many come unstuck because that is simply pride speaking. No, God speaks through his word, and he quickens the spirit through the word. That is how he does it, because faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. And so we are at this present called to watch and pray, to intercede, to be faithful, not to slumber with this, so that we can have this discernment, we can test things, we can hear and see what the Spirit is saying in these closing days. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11, "Lest Satan should take an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." So we know that he's coming as an angel of light, and he's going to come to deceive the world through the Antichrist. Many will follow him. Many professing Christians will follow him. And this is why we humble ourselves, we keep our knees bowed in the presence of God, we keep coming, we keep listening to the word, because this is what's going to preserve and protect the first fruits. That is the extra oil that they are preparing for. And it comes by obedience, just doing what God says and not fighting or arguing against it. As he says in John 14, verse 14. John 14, verse 14. "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." So if you ask, "Lord, keep me watchful, keep me discerning, please keep me in prayer, faithful in prayer in these last days," God says he will do that. You have not because you ask not. And the Holy Spirit will always get you to ask the right things. You know that's right. You're not looking for any proof text. "Well, I'm not sure what the pastor said here is right." You know this is right. What he wants us to ask, to be faithful in prayer, to be watchful, not falling asleep, to be ready for his coming. You know that he's answered that prayer even before you've prayed it, because that is his will. And you witness to it in the heart, you see. And that's why we should always, always be in an attitude of prayer, ready to pray anytime, anywhere, any day, any moment, as we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, you know this very well. "Pray without ceasing." That's what it means to be ready in that attitude ready to pray, intercede, go in tongues, or whatever it is. I often speak a lot in tongues when I'm driving. Wonderful time in which to do it. Praying, interceding. It's amazing how God will give us those times in which to do this if it's the desire of our hearts. And again, it's for asking, Lord, work within me this attitude and heart to be ready to be in prayer, praying without ceasing, that it becomes my life. My life becomes prayer for you. God will do it. Let's turn to the Gospel of John. John 9 and verses 1 to 5. The Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So what did Jesus mean by night is coming when no one can work? Well, Jesus is using night to his arrest when they came for him at night. And so he's not going to be around much longer. And he can't let this night stop him. He's on a mission. He's on a journey. He's setting his face, his heart towards Jerusalem. And while it's still day, he must continue as God leads him and with the needs that are around him. Because he's going to face persecution. He's going to face the cross. So he's not letting anything put him off. He's continuing with his ministry, even though he knows what he's facing. And in many ways, we know what we are facing with the signs of the times that we live in, with the great falling away, with what we're observing and seeing and discerning. It's still day. It's light for us because night is going to come. And so we must be around our Father's business, being in prayer, intercession, praying those things through, because there is much the Holy Spirit wants to reveal. Why do I stress this? Because Jesus' ministry is a ministry now of intercession at the right hand of the Father. And we receive our revelation from him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so he's going to reveal those things that we need to intercede and pray on with regard to our watching and praying. The watching side means he's going to show us what to pray for. He shows me at times what to pray for, or to pray about this nation and what's going on or in the world. He will reveal and open my eyes spiritually to see that. And I know that when I start praying on that, there's an anointing, there's a quickening. And sometimes it can take a day, a week, a few months. But the Spirit is there The burden is there. And you will also know, because the enemy tries to distract you. He tries to get you to do other things. So that's always a good giveaway when God is revealing something with regard to prayer. Because there's going to come a time when prayer and intercession is not going to be the same. When the first fruits, the man-child, is caught away, they are overcomers who pray, who believe, who know the word of God, who are very attuned and close to the Holy Spirit. That will be removed. That will go up in glory with the Lord. And so you are going to have those foolish virgins who have not paid the price left in which to face the Antichrist. They don't have that same unction of the Spirit that you have, you see. Are you getting this, understanding this? And why the Lord is showing how we must watch and pray. This is all part of the extra vessel of oil that we have, that we draw from, you see. And how do we get this? We get it from the word as it's taught to us. And so it's vital, all of this. The Lord really, I think, gave quite a quickening to me with this teaching and showing the importance of this, that we mustn't give up. I know the enemy really fights on this one, and why does he? He tries to get us sidetracked or involved in other things. I know it because he tries it with me. But we must stay with it. And God will bless us. And he will really show how prayer, intercession can take on another level that you just didn't imagine could be. Because we're a royal priesthood. And part of the priesthood's ministry, spiritually speaking, is they are ministers of prayer and intercession. Because they know the promises of God in which to pray and intercede upon. So there we are, brothers and sisters. An exhortation today to encourage us, and we must watch and pray. That's what I believe the Lord would have us to hear today. I trust you've been blessed, and continue with it. Don't give up, because you're on the right track. Whenever you mean business with God in prayer, you are definitely on the right track. And the enemy won't like it, because it's exposing him. It's dividing his kingdom. It's weakening his power. That's what he doesn't like about it.